It's one moment it's high, next moment it's low. It's like T's analogy on the stock market. It fluctuates. One moment it climbs, the next moment it drops. It stays stable. It climbs a little bit, it drops a lot, climbs a lot, stays stable, and so on. That's fluctuation.
Same with people's fear.
Yes. And I would really like to talk to the subject, but I know for a fact that the subject would not cooperate because of the fear of spiders. And I know the subject knows that it's an irrational fear. I know that the subject knows what spiders is probably more well informed about spiders than most people on your planet. But the subject still has that irrational fear. Okay, any more questions? Okay.
Not on that end of it.
What questions in general on healing?
Well, I'm running into a reverend, is her title, that's doing a spiritual physical healing on me.
Also, she's the one working on your chakras, correct?
I'm sorry.
She's the one working on your chakras.
Yes, and aura. And evidently, from what I've read of the college that she went through, she can read auras and chakras. Okay. And I'm getting back to being my old self. Because from what I've studied and read from the lady that established the college she went through, the auras in different colors and different patterns around a person shows what their problems are,
Yes.
physically, spiritually, emotionally, and she's dealing with all these things on me. And it seems like I'm getting more benefit out of this type of healing than anything I've run into before.
Yes.
I'm just wondering. I feel good about it. I'm just wondering if I'm doing the right thing. I think I am.
Well, if you're feeling good,
Yes.
but there's your answer.
Yeah, but sometimes you wonder
Wondering is good.
if maybe it's just a hype. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if it's working and making you feel better.
Yeah, it really is. I feel better about myself, which I was pretty down on me for a long time.
Maybe you have some very good friends.
Yes, I do. Some excellent
Okay, next question.
Yeah, when you're dealing with the psychoanalyst and the patient role, how closely should you be following up on the karmic end of that? For example, if you're bringing up these repressed memories or something, you're going to be creating karma that's going to affect you, them, the people that did it, where otherwise you had left this alone and it wouldn't have happened at all.
Well, it's something that you need to approach very carefully, as I said. It's heading to a goal, an objective. If you do bring up repressed memories, and you've got to remember that a person is very susceptible to suggestion at that point, that you could bring up a memory of your own by accident and without meaning to implant it onto them, and they think it's a repressed memory. So you have to be very, very careful when you're doing that. But let us assume that you bring up a repressed memory that is a true repressed memory. Again, you do it gradually, little by little, addressing each little aspect and nuance at a time. In one session, you bring up one little thing and you address and look at that. You may spend not only one session, but many sessions dealing with that one problem, that one little nuance. You talk it to death. You look at it from all possible aspects. You look at it saying, well, what would the person be thinking if they were doing that? Why would they do that? Maybe it's not as we think it was, because after all, yeah, we see one thing, but it may be something totally different. For example, you see a child pick up a you see a child pick up a handful of dirt and throw it at another child. Well, what caused the child to do that?
Experimentation or something else.
Could be many different things. Could be the fact that the child asked, throw dirt at me. It could be the fact that the child saw something in the dirt and went to grab it, and the person goes, hey, throw that here. Many, many different possibilities. So, yeah, you've got to look at a situation from all possible angles. And by looking at them, you talk them to death. You talk them out of existence. Now, what was a person thinking? Why were they thinking that? Well, what else could they have been thinking? You see?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next question.
That's the theory of Dianetics.
It's an old theory up here. Old and ancient.
That's the theory of Dianetics. Mm-hmm.
It's catching on down here, I guess.
Yeah, Dianetics has for several years. I just think that they're approaching it the wrong way.
Well, another way of wording it is that it's their interpretations. The person that is analyzing it is interpreting it in their limited experience.
That's it, exactly. And I believe that's wrong.
Oh, it is very wrong. Very wrong. That, yeah, I could have any one of you down on the couch, and I could implant a thought into your head, and you would think that it was your own thought. Mm-hmm. And I can do that without thinking, mm-hmm. being totally distracted. Our analysts up here are trained with the ability to block out their emotions. Mm-hmm. They're a very, very odd bunch up here because they seem very unemotional.
That's how they seem, yeah.
Yes, but in actual fact, they're very emotional people.
But they have to block it all.
They're very empathic. They feel everybody's emotions, but yet they have to block them out. You're quite correct. Okay, last questions.
No more for me. Of course, I've got one.
When you're working, like, say, for Isaiah, when I'm working with my counseling with the past life regressions, mm-hmm. I'm not putting anything out to them as far as anything that I might add on to their experience. I'm really letting their guides take them through, and all I'm doing is providing the impetus to get there. But even so, their own memories might be coming into that play, even if they're not, you know, like deep down memories that are coming out and making themselves known. For example, Mr. who had the I think it was him. Yeah, who had the
werewolf fixation?
Yeah, that's the one. No, I'm gonna have a tough time unless he's from just another planet, believing that he was a full-on werewolf, and, you know, going around and starving on people and living with all these other werewolves. Now it sounds like something coming out of Dungeons and Dragons or something like that. You know, mm-hmm. one of those role-playing games, and it's forcing itself upon his consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But he says it is real. He leaves the session going away thinking he was a werewolf.
To him, it was real.
I agree, but is that a conscious, a moral-wise for me?
So for you, it was not real. For him, it was real. It was his experience as a werewolf. Whether or not it was a past life or not is besides the point. The fact is that it was real. It is unlikely that it would be on your planet if it was on a planet. It is his subconscious interacting in a way that it comes and dominates the regression process. In doing so, what happens is that his creativity side comes out and goes, oh, party time. Let's have fun. Okay, let's play Dungeons and Dragons. You see?
Right.
And in that happening, it becomes very real for the subject. It really did happen for him. But it happened for the first time in the past life regression. That was a past life for him because it was a past life regression. And behavioral patterns, yeah, are involved in that. The lifestyle, the hierarchy, the mindset are all part of
very detailed
of the lucidness of the regression. And that in itself is a key point to looking at somebody's life. For him, it was real. It happened. It really did happen. You see?
Mm-hmm. I see.
Okay. I'm also filling in a little bit as Tia and Mark are dealing with a problem child. Okay. Catch you later.
Bye, love.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Come on. Thank you. Any problems?
Ones that we can't deal with. Ones that we can deal with. Okay. Any questions?
How do I build a warp engine?
You're asking the wrong person. I can tell you who to put money on in the stock market.
Yeah, right. Oh, golly.
Okay. Any more questions?
I don't think so, darling.
Okay. How's it going, Skip?
Just fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. So you want a warp core engine, huh? Whereas Almo's not here. Let me see.
No. Wait a minute. Don't get yourself over, bro.
Okay. What you need to do is get two convex crystals. High strength crystals that can take light focused at high intensity. And I mean real high intensity. Okay, what you need is a confined chamber field that uses resonant magnetic energy. You put it in a glass, you mix, shake, pour in vermouth, a little bit of scotch, little bit of cognac, some tequila, mix again, pour it out over the crystals,
and get drunk and shit.
You thought I was going to give something away there, didn't you? Huh?
Cognac and tequila.
Have you ever tried it?
And vermouth.
What a
mess. Oh, yeah. Think about trying it. And get drunker than shit.
Hell. But you can live on it.
Not for very long.
You
had
a great time doing it.
Do you know what we call it up here?
Mm.
Rocket fuel.
I'm sure you do.
Yep.
Yes, I have a colleague that has his own private hooch farm. And we call him Mooch the Hooch.
Well, we got one down here that they call a zombie.
Okay, that's somebody without brains, right?
And it's seven different layers of booze in one glass.
Sounds like my kind of drink.
Let me ask you a question, mm-hmm. young lady.
Thank you. You're making everybody stay up here.
We have a weed that grows wild in the western part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And when animals eat it, they get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called local weed. What the devil is that? I've seen it. I know what it looks like, and I know animals eat it, and they do get giddy as hell and everything else. You know what I'm saying? They get drunk. Mm-hmm. They really do.
It's possible that it sits in their intestines, and I'm not really a biologist.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought maybe it might help.
Yeah, and I'm more interested in religious practices, even though I'm an engineer, even though I'm a party animal, even though I enjoy things of the flesh.
Oh, I was just wondering if humans ever got a hold of this garbage. And I don't know what's the proper name. I really don't.
Yeah. We have a particular variety of recreational herb. They're flowers. They come in three distinct colors. And there's the red ones, which make you very hyper, give you tons of energy, give you a great buzz, keep you up for about 48 hours. It's great. But you don't get headaches. There's no negative side effects.
That's neat.
Yeah, it just leaves you afterwards totally washed out and you sleep.
For 24
hours. About that. And then there is the blue flowers, which are a depressant. They make you very mellow, make you very happy, make you nice and even. If you eat too many of them, you just fall asleep.
Hmm. That's wild.
And they're used in healings. They're very juicy, both the red and the blue. So there's a lot of fluid in them that if you... Yeah, you can actually eat them as a meal and survive on them.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you eat one or the other, you know, they don't counteract each other. You get both effects, one after another. The red ones are a lot of fun if you're planning on cramming for college. If you're doing a lot, you just have lots of energy. Your senses are sharpened. You're very active. You're very bouncy. You're very bubbly. And then... Once it's worn off, there's no full coming down. You start to feel a little bit tired and then more tired. And finally, it's like, I got to lay down. Yeah. And, yeah, the more that you eat of them, yeah, the more energized and energetic you become. And, yeah, the only negative thing is if you eat too many, you throw up.
Your system rejects
it. Yeah, it just rejects it. Then there's the pink ones, my favorite one. These are an aphrodisiac. Let's not go into those.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
There are young minds present.
Bring me one.
Nearest that I can get to them is, you ever heard of the Lotus Blossom Eaters? From, I believe it would be the Tales of Brave Ulysses. Your Greek mythology.
Homer, the Greek storyteller.
Does Mark have the Iliad down here?
Nope.
He has the Odyssey.
Yep.
And that's the book. Here we go. You might want to read it. It's got
great stories.
Better ask Mark if you could borrow it, actually. There, I'm giving his books out, and he has an aversion to that, doesn't he?
Cyclops, the Sirens, mm-hmm. Battles of Troy. In fact, well, actually, after Troy.
Yeah.
This is Ulysses' voyage home after the Battles of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And the god decided to
does he play have
havoc with his life.
Does he have the Iliad, too? No? No Iliad?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it.
But that in itself is an interesting topic. The legends, the Lotus Blossom Eaters. And it gives a very good description of a very odd effect of a strain of blue flowers that does exist.
And there have been people who have traced that route out that is described in that book. And have found similar places along that route that match up with descriptions that are put in that book.
Mm-hmm. They haven't been able to pinpoint to Ithaca yet, though.
No, they found the land of the Moses. Mm-hmm. They found where the Cyclops would land.
Mm-hmm.
They found the site where the Sirens hung out.
Mm-hmm. They also found
Troy.
Mm-hmm. What's it? That was Schliemann.
Mm-hmm.
See, I do know your Earth history.
Very good, darling.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember.
Yes, and his native bride that he decked out in the jewelry that he found. More, it's very unlikely that it belonged to the so-called Helen. I don't think Helen actually existed.
No, but Agamemnon did.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He found Mycenae.
Yeah, I believe. Where the Minotaur supposedly kept.
Mm-hmm. That's a name he was frowned upon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Where are we? You have questions.
The legends.
Yes. The legends. We have similar legends on our planet. Back home on Sirius. There are legends of the great sailings and, yeah, kind of like the Odyssey and the Iliad. And I think it's common throughout many, many different worlds. They have the same basic stories, mainly because life's on different planets seem to go through very distinct set cycles.
Yeah, but again, there you have the same thing where someone might have taken a journey and based their story upon the travel upon that journey and made up mythical people to fill in those gaps in the story where the people would have been.
Yeah, we've wandered way off the subject. Okay, where were we? Oh, yes. Okay, so what you do is you get your crystalline structures, right?
You better quit that right now.
Okay, we were talking about herbal substances. Okay.
No, we were talking about a rocket engine.
Oh, yes, we were.
A warp engine, not a rocket engine.
Mm. Yes.
Well, I know you can't tell me.
No, I can't.
I know you can't. I'm just trying to torment you.
Mm-hmm. I know. And we're having a free night to chit-chat. Mainly because a mole's not around, the mice can play.
All right. I don't know, but we're going to have to head downhill pretty quick,
darling. Oh, well.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Catch you kids later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, you did a good job
pulling them without them. I think everybody behaved extremely well.
Okay, Duncan's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was teasing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tease. Okay. The weather's going to get better eventually.
I hope so.
Keep your paws crossed.
I'm running out of patience with winter.
Everybody is.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's saying the same thing. They're getting tired of it.
No, unfortunately, I don't think it's over just yet.
Got the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Hope we have better weather for the second week of June.
Right. Yes, I hope you do.
We need better weather for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
because that's going to ruin our attendance at the Renaissance Fair.
Well. I don't think it'll ruin it. It'll just make it not as big as they were expecting.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
I'm looking forward to watching that, actually.
We'll come on up to the trailer and then we'll see it firsthand.
Yeah, we'll just pull up, park the UFO next door.
Hey, why not? Back here. Sneak preview.
I'd enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Sneak peek.
Oh, golly.
Yeah. Park the UFO outside. Come wandering in.
No, I'll put the coffee pot on.
Coffee? Ark. Tea.
Yeah, I can put the teapot on too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got tea in the
truck. Yeah. I like oolong or souchong tea. Well, I think the tape's over, so we'll wrap things up. I've got to go and look at Athena's arm. questioning girls will be girls.
And boys will be boys. Bugs and...
Where I come from, we are the dominant gender.
Oh.
Males are very placid and cooperative.
Yes, well, normal.
Okay.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Bye, babe. See you next.